Tell me about the inspiration of your new book, The Brand Within.
The inspiration for the book is when we were on Shark Tank, we would judge people within the first minute or so of seeing them if we were going to invest or not. And after that, we would just want to hear any of the details that were going to make us believe that we made the right choice to not want to invest or to invest. I would start getting approached 100 times a week by people, and they wouldn't understand that before they can even open up their portfolio or give me something, I would either shut them out or I would be attracted to listen to the situation due to their personal brand and how they presented themselves.
How important is branding in this digital age?
First of all, it's your calling card, and it's the first thing people are going to see or hear of you. And it's gotten to the level that even when people submit resumes to my company, before we even call the person or decide to call the person back, we go onto their Facebook and Twitter and see what they're talking about now. So in our financial world, and we see that none of your friends are from the finance world, you're on there with your shirt off half the time, drinking every night, and the conversations you're having, then you're not getting the call back.
What was it like starting up FUBU and the multi-million dollar company it's become, and how can entrepreneurs and people who'd like to get into the fashion business make it in this economy?
Well, I started in a down economy as well. I started in 1992. Starting up FUBU was a joy because I was doing something I love, and that is the only thing that I've ever found in common with all successful people. And sometimes they're doing things they love that are not so great, but they're still doing something they love. So that was fulfilling from day one all the way till today, and I will always be fulfilled doing that. Becoming a large company, multi-million dollar company, has always been a stressful situation, but it's a fulfilling situation because you get to give back, you get to see employees, you get to first take care of your family, but you also have a healthy paranoia, especially in the fashion business, because fashion comes and goes. So it keeps you on your toes, and if you can find that balance, then you should be okay, because you're always going to be trying to look for the way to improve yourself. If you sit back and rest on your laurels and get comfortable and think that, you know, you created everything and it can never change, then you're going to bound to have a big surprise, and it's a really hard fall from the top.
What can we expect from your book?
Well, what you'll expect from the book is a simplistic approach to trying to get people to understand that you are a brand from the day you were born to the day you die. And you will be branded whether you want to be branded or not. Are you in control of the destiny of what people think of you? And it's not always necessarily what you tell me. You're going to come and tell me anything and everything about you. Really, when you leave the room, what that person says about you. And that happens 100, 1,000, 1,000,000 times throughout your life. And you are branded. So you have to be very conscious about the image that you're putting out. And then when you have a company, your company is really a reflection of the morals and the base that you truly believe in, and people buy into it.